And so let's really contemplate that word, family. Often we are told family is our immediate family, our biological family. But if we listen to the perspective from Kryon, family means so much more than that. Family means home. Home is where the Creator is. Home is where every soul of every human being that has ever existed in any galaxy or universe resides. That is family. And the only thing that comes from this family to you is love. Will you allow yourself to receive the love from soul family, the love from the Creator? It is being broadcast to you 24/7. Will you take the time in this now moment to receive it? And as we allow ourselves to receive the love from soul family, the love from the Creator, let us also welcome in the love that flows to us from Kryon.
Greetings, dear ones. I'm Kryon of Magnetic Service. Did you know that the indigos were emerging and it's right on time? Let's back up and talk about this subject, and it's one of my favorites. It has now been 25 years since the information was released on the Indigo Children. My partner wrote a book written in 1999 and released shortly thereafter about a new kind of child. It's Christmas here where I sit in this culture right now, this day. Why not talk about the children? And that is what we're doing. I want you to put on your now cap. This means that you can be in any time you wish, in the past, right now, or even the future. I have been starting to mention something about what is going on with that which we identified as the consciousness of an indigo child. And back then, this was new information. The term was new. All of these things were a revelation that not only children were starting to change, some of them, not all of them, but also something had been going on for some time. So it wasn't the fact that indigos were being born then in 1999 and hadn't been before. It's just enough of them had arrived and were starting to increase that it made a difference. We speak of the indigo emergence because the information 25 years ago was this. A new kind of consciousness is arriving on the planet that will then show itself to be very different from other children, and over two decades or more, a generation, it would grow, and then it would emerge and change everything. The everything we talk about is old thinking. The everything we talk about is a consciousness that does not see and want dysfunction of the past. Look at what the indigo children were known for. Suddenly, in those times and beyond, there were the kinds of children that then had to be labeled something. ADD, ADHD, brand new labels you had not heard before. And of course, the accompanying drugs that would suit them best. Actually, it suited the parents best. A kind of child that did not want to behave in the fashion of, you would say, the generation norms, where school was not appreciated. School was not anything that was actually desired. And what I mean by that is school was often a social time the children loved. And it was a time where learning was done and much family was involved, but not with the indigo, because the indigo saw school as dysfunctional and acted out accordingly. And it wasn't just a few. It was almost an entire generation. Do you remember that? Are you an indigo, perhaps? And it goes further than that. An indigo was one who saw family as also dysfunctional quite often. And the reason for all of this was a reaction to old energy, a reaction to the way things were and had been for hundreds and hundreds of years, and they hadn't changed. Do as I'm told is the paradigm. Don't ask me why is the paradigm. Here is what you're supposed to do, how you're supposed to act, and what you're supposed to be tolerant of, even though it's dysfunctional. And the indigos almost uniformly said, no, thank you. This is not something that I bring to you that is esoteric. This is the history right here of where I sit in this country. And I told you back then that this particular consciousness would grow, mature into the adults that started to be able to run things. That is the emergence that we are starting to see. This is the gift I'm going to give you this Christmas. The idea that there is more than just light here on this planet that is starting to show. There's more than just an awakening because the energy is starting to shift. There were seeds planted 25 years ago, seeds of consciousness within the DNA of so many individuals that would then emerge now. And what would those individuals do? Let me ask you, what do you need the most in your culture right now? What do you need the most, perhaps, that history never gave you? And the first is the recognition of dysfunctional paradigms and the change that you could make to them. A child has to endure them. An adult who understands what they are and has gone through them can begin to change them. Because an adult then does interesting things that a child cannot. They have their own family. They can then rewrite what happened to them and change that. Adults become then the educators, the teachers, the deans of schools, the principals. They're indigos. And they can look around and slowly start to change the very system that was dysfunctional and still is to some degree. And we said this would happen, that when indigos grew up and became accountable, responsible, and started their own families and started their own careers, they would see the dysfunctions and bring it to the attention of those who might be able to do something about it. Now, there's still another kind of a fight, a dark and light battle as adults, as they look at the paradigms they're in, and they become the teachers and the principals, and now they are able to poke at the system and start to change that which the children were asked to do or how they were asked to do it. Children today, dear ones, not a lot different in the old energy, go to school and expect certain kinds of things. What they don't get and have not received is the ability to choose more of what they're able to study, how they're able to study it, how long they study it, and reward systems of being able to study with others, help others, and have a day off or two. These are the kinds of things, dear ones, that enable a school and not just put children in to learn, supposedly, to push their pencils around and give the answers that they have memorized to the teachers and learn very little. This is the indigo, the new emergence of the indigo teacher in school. But there's more. What about the one that decides, I'm going to study and run for office in this great land? And they start doing that very thing. And they start, perhaps, in their local councils, and it graduates, perhaps, to the state governments, and pretty soon they learn the ropes of something that is broken, the political system. And you know what I'm speaking of. It has become the most dysfunctional thing in this great land that I sit in for all the citizens. I told you in the address I gave you, the state of the planet, that it wouldn't matter much who won your election. Now you know who won your election, but it still won't matter much because it isn't about accomplishing things. It's more about fighting with the other party that didn't win. And the party that didn't win is going to fight with the one who did win. So instead of making good laws for citizens, they will invest in fighting the other party, bringing it down. And so, dear ones, you have the fight that is on. And the indigos will see this. And in that which they do next and run for the offices they do, they now start another decade of growing into that system and changing it from the roots. Systemically, they say it is broken, so systemically it can then be fixed with a higher consciousness that will go in and say, we don't fight with each other about what has happened or who was right or who was wrong. Instead, we present that which has integrity of our ideas. And we capture the tolerance of allowing the other side to talk to us or be there with us. You might say it's a return to how it was designed, how it was set up, how it actually worked for a while. But the indigos are here to take the positions of power. Eventually, you will see younger politicians making much better decisions, dear ones, and affecting that which is the population, which will see it, understand it, and say it's about time. There is a revolution at hand, and the revolution isn't about young people. The revolution is about higher consciousness within the young people. Those indigos who arrived by the millions in these last 25 years knew at some level who they were, that they would make these kinds of changes, and they wouldn't make them by marching in the streets. They wouldn't make them by having rallies. They'd make them one at a time in meetings where they said, here's a better way. Did you think of this? And we're going to then slowly rise to a position of power so that we will be able to change these things and make them far less dysfunctional. This is not your grandfather's world. Why are the rules the same? And they'll say, let's change them. The emergence of the indigo, it's the greatest gift for your cultures. And they're not just in America, dear ones. They're all over the world. They're having different kinds of impacts. They think different. And you'll see it. And now it's time for them to start taking the reins of the very institutions they had to endure when they were children. It's a gift for them as well. It's a gift for their children as well. It's a gift for the planet. I will be talking more about this, the emergence of the indigo. And so it is.